Sean Witten of Elizabethton joins us. 24 teams in 24 days presented by NET Pigskin. Hey, Coach, good morning. Welcome. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. How's the preseason practice going? Goodness gracious, it's game week, Coach.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I mean, that's obviously the first game week and first week of school for us. So, you know, we're excited to get ready to go. It's hard to believe 2017 is already here. Just like feels like the other day, we just packed it up and, you know, went on for another season. So we're glad to be here. We're excited about it. Always excited about the new kids you got. You know, the guys have been in your program for a long time. And, you know, looking to see new faces step up for your program.
Sean Witten of Elizabethton joins us. 24 teams in 24 days here on the Monster this morning. Hey, Coach, you were talking about in the spring that you needed to find three new starters, I think, in the secondary, and you're looking to add some depth at the defensive position, at other defensive positions as well. How's that search been going?
Well, that's obviously where we needed to start. You know, we didn't have many guys in the spring. Our baseball team had a lot of success this season, went to, you know, state semifinals, and, you know, our track team, we had some guys in the track as well. But, you know, we graduated two safeties and a corner. Obviously, Corey Russell is a guy that returns in the secondary as well there. But, you know, we moved two guys back there, Jackson Killian and Drew Broom. We got a number of guys that can play corner. But the biggest thing, we wanted to be able to find some guys in the secondary. We felt like that's where we got really strong last year. We didn't have to play Corey a bunch in the secondary. You know, we mainly limited him to offense. So for us to be successful at our level and the people we play, you know, we can't two platoon very much. We try to find two or three kids that can play, you know, both sides a little bit, but we try to limit it as much as we can, because obviously when we get in games like Friday, we'll find out. There's no way a lot of the skill kids can play that many number of plays and be ready to go in the fourth quarter. So we've added some names there. Parker is a freshman, incoming freshman, that's going to catch some snaps at the safety position. Also in the corner, we've got a number of guys, Kevin Hall, Ryan Leslie, Evan Perkins, you know, we, Dylan Norby, you know, we've got a number of guys at the corner we feel that can step in there, Zach Harlan. So we're going to rotate. We feel good about our depth back there. That's just the biggest key. You know, last year and this year we're so strong up front. You know, we're covering the majority of our defensive line. We really got to get better in a hurry. And the one thing I like about Zach, Jackson Killian and Drew Broom, they were outside linebackers. We moved them back to safety. We feel like they're really good tacklers. And we feel that that's a part of our game that they can really help.
Sean Witten of Elizabethton, 24 teams, 24 days. Phone's cutting in a little bit, Coach. I know you're inside the building. But, Kenny, what else you got?
Well, I mean, Coach, you made a comment hoping to take some of the workload off Corey Russell. Without him, let's say, doing so much on defense, how good can this kid be this year on offense?
Well, obviously, you know, people are going to know a lot about him, Kenny. I mean, people are going to try to stop him. But, you know, to me, you know, I think there's no way to stop Corey Russell. What he can do and bring to the table, whether it's quarterback, running back, receiver, you know, offense, you know, defense, you know, he can play corner safety. He can play outside linebacker. I feel that his two best positions are punt returner, kick returner. You know, the ability to get the ball in space. But, you know, the thing with Corey is, Corey's just Corey, Kenny. I mean, you just got to let him do what he does. You know, I mean, you can't tie his hands behind his back and make him go one way. He's got to be as versatile. You know, sometimes you just hold your breath when he starts to make some of those plays, you know, when he gives up a lot of ground to try to make ground. But, you know, he's just a special kid. He's tough. You know, he's a gamer when the lights come on. You know, and he's an unselfish kid. But, you know, we've got to have some help, you know, and that's where we worked all hard, really hard. And, you know, it's got to feel like, you know, that he doesn't have to force the situation. He doesn't feel like he's got to make the play, even though he always will. But we've got to have some other guys step up, you know. And first guy that comes to play is, you know, Carter Everett's back underneath the center. He had a disappointing injury last year in week 10. You know, played 9.5 games, you know, ended up breaking his collarbone. But he's been back. He looks, you know, he's worked extremely hard to get himself back. He doesn't, you know, no show signs of, you know, of any thing holding him back there. I mean, he's a big arm, strong arm. You know, he also, you know, taking command of the quarterback position. You know, we want to still continue to see him to be more mobile and move around and extend the flows in the pocket. But the ability to get the ball down the field, you know, stretch the ball vertically is you know, a big plus for us to be able to do that. You know, Austin Allen is a running back slasher that's got the game-breaking speed that we talked about a lot, like Logan Norman did last year. Track, he's a straight-ahead runner, number 24. He's got the breakaway speed. He's kind of being an X factor and game changer for us. Not a kid that can carry the ball off, you know, but a kid that when he does carry, he can make big things for us. But we have two senior wide receivers also. Ryan Wessel is a senior, and Kaelin Hawk, a senior. Both of those two kids are 6'2". They got good length. They got good body frames. They've done really well in the preseason scrimmages. So we've got to really have a number of guys step up to take the pressure off Corey.
You know, Coach, two things that I found kind of familiar in your interview and Stacy's interview is I can tell you both like your teams.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more can you do, I guess, other than win a state championship? You finished 11-2 last year. I mean, what do you do for an encore this year? Can you better that?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, Kenny, is, you know, we're riding off a lot of momentum. You know, we're 21-4 the last 2 years, you know, two heartbreaking losses to Science Hill, you know, six and now four. You know, obviously we got a lot of momentum. You know, our kids are really, you know, worked hard in the off season. The success we've had in the last years, you know, finally knocking the door down. Kind of the way that we played last year, it wasn't so much, you know, what we did or what we accomplished. It's kind of how we did it. You know, we were strong up front. I really like the way we're a little bit of a different scheme on offense. We got an offensive lineman. You know, we got a lot of bigger linemen on the defense. You know, we feel like we got a strong linebacker next to Professor Grubb, and made a lot of plays last year, probably our leading tackler, you know, and he's back for senior season. So we feel like, you know, in some ways, you know, even though you lose some guys like Tyler and Connor Johnson about, you know, the season, you feel like, you know, in some ways, you can be a little bit better. So, you know, we're like anybody else. You know, we got to stay healthy. You know, we got to have some good things happen to us early. But, you know, obviously, but for us, Kenny, I mean, our whole season starts out with just Johnson City. I mean, our whole preparation, our whole summer, there's a sense of urgency around here when you open up against Science Hill and Stacy Carter. You know what you're going to get. You know, and you can't take any days off. As Bill Belichick said, you got to be ready every single play. You know, every single day in the summer, you know, to get yourself ready for a game like Friday night.
You know, you didn't like it at first. You've had some time to marinate now. You're in a different division. You moved up. You could have stayed where you were at. Now that it's marinated a little bit, you take a look at your schedule. You mentioned you talk about Science Hill. Then you got South Green at East. And you're at home against Boone and Granger, on the road against Tennessee High, Union County. And then it gets a little tougher, as again, Greenville, then Sullivan South, and then on the road at Sullivan Central. Have you now come to grips with moving up in your region?
Well, I think you just got to, you know, kind of accept it, Kenny. I mean, I think what happens is, you know, over the 10 years that I've been here, you know, you gear your program around the people you're going to play, the people you got to go up against down the road. You know, we built our program, you know, around the CAKs and Alcoa's. You know, we played Alcoa 3 times, we played CAK 6 times. You know what I mean? You gear your program towards those people that you eventually got to go to. CAK made our program better because we had a cover on the pass. You know, you don't see a lot of pass up here. And, you know, our big guys, 300-pound defense lineman, 285-pound defense lineman, our linebackers that are run stoppers, all of a sudden now they're going to rush the passer. And it makes your program better, you know. And then the more times you can play those people, the better it's going to get. So the big thing for me was, you know, all of a sudden you got to switch gears. You know, from 2009 to 2012, we played Alcoa twice in the semifinals. We played CAK twice, you know. And then all of a sudden in 13 and 14, we move up a division back to 4A. And now our program's going through Greenville and Catholic. You know, then 15 and 16, we're back in the 3A, going back through Alcoa and CAK. So I just think that, like, you know, obviously, you know, in the perfect world, you know, you just like to stay and compete against those teams. You know, like I said, more times you see them better compete. But, you know, obviously, we're okay with it now. You know, I mean, the biggest thing for us is scheduling. You know, I mean, obviously, you don't like to see a list that can play a South Green and, and the things like that. But, you know, because the schools are nice there. Once Elizabeth moves up to 4A, you lose all the 3A teams. Mm-hmm. You know, we lost Johnson County. We lost Irwin. You know, we can't get Happy Valley and people like that back on the schedule. So you lose people from a scheduling standpoint, you know, and that makes it harder to fill, you know, to fill the 10-game schedule. So, you know, the biggest difference for us is obviously getting back to Greenville, which, you know, Elizabeth and Greenville probably should be playing to begin with. You know, just the size of the enrollment, you know, both schools, a lot of similarities. And, you know, Kane Valley's elite program, you know, you're only going to get better playing Greenville. And, you know, there's a possibility you could probably play those guys twice in the same year, you know, in the playoffs as well. So, you know, I think you come to grips with it. I think it's going to make our program better. Obviously, the biggest concern from the administration standpoint was the traveling. You know, there's a lot of traveling. We got to go back and forth, you know, two or three times. But, you know, I think that, you know, adding a game like Greenville, you know, is obviously going to get us better. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. So, you know, we've had great rivalries against Southern East. You know, we've had great rivalries against Southern South. But I think, for me, you know, I mean, you know, you just come to grips with it and you just accept it and move on with it.
Sean Whitten. I'm Elizabethan. That Greenville game, by the way, October 13th at Elizabethan.
And Coach, one more question for me about that opening game against Science Hill. We know how elusive Corey Russell is. Well, you're going to face a guy on the other side. You know, too, Jalen Adams, who's hard to bring down. He's hard to catch. How do you stop that team in your opening game?
Well, you know, I wish I had Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick down here to help me figure this out. You know, some defensive masterminds. But, you know, it's just, you know, what you see from, you know, first off, it starts with Stacey Carr. Stacey Carr's elite level coach. You know, what he's been able to do with that Science Hill program over the last several years is miraculous. He's, you know, he's just one of the best as it gets, you know, not in our area, across the state, he's just really tough to knock off, and you get that chance. I mean, it doesn't come very often, but, you know, it just doesn't start with him. They got multiple running backs. You know, I think Jalen Adams, last year was his first game in a quarterback against us. We ended up knocking him out. He only played a half against us, but he got stronger as the season went along. You know, he worked on his arm strength at the end of last year, coming into this year. But, you know, the ability to make plays, I mean, you just see a more confident Jalen Adams, the ability to run the ball. He's throwing the ball with more velocity. He's got a lot of weapons that you can tell he likes. I mean, their offensive line is probably the biggest in the state, Kenny. You know, it looks like a junior college offensive line team. So, you know, it's a challenge, you know, and it's every year it's a challenge. There's no difference, you know. But, you know, we know what we're up against, and our kids always seem to kind of rise to the occasion. You know, it's just going to be awesome, the kids to see in our program, you know, that have been in our program for 3 years that are seniors that have a chance to really step up. Lucas Holly's a senior guard. Cameron Harris is a senior guard. You know, we've got Stuart Guess as a senior offensive tackle. So we got some guys that Ryan Wetzel is waiting to turn to be the go-to receiver. So it's going to be exciting to see, you know, new faces and new numbers come along Friday night.
You know, one of the things I'm always asked is why does Elizabethan always play Science Hill? I'm going to let you answer that.
Well, I just, you know, it just gets you better. It just lets you know where you're at. You know, it's never easy playing that Science Hill, and it's always a challenge. You know, that's what Friday night football for me. You know, I told my kids yesterday that, you know, if you ever question why you do what you do in the summer or why you do it in off season, it's the feeling you get when you get ready to play Science Hill. I mean, you know it's not going to be easy. You know it's going to come in the fourth quarter. You know you're going to have to play 70, 80, 90 snaps, you know. And, you know, it's just a challenge, you know, for a lot of schools when they play us, you know, the smaller schools when they play us. But, you know, it's just a great rivalry. You always seem to get ready for it, basketball games, whatever it may be. So, you know, it's a great challenge. We've come awful close the last several years, you know, and we're hoping for a great effort Friday night.
Sean Whitten of Elizabethan, who I think is going to spend a little time with Bill over at Beef O'Brady's tomorrow afternoon when he's over there in Elizabethan as well. Coach, all the best to you. We appreciate your time so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Sean Whitten of Elizabethan, 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin.